With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Lots of things come to mind when you think of Brooklyn. The lamented Dodgers, Coney Island, the Brooklyn Bridge. But Brooklyn has another distinction, its own poet laureate. In the 5 years since he won the honor, poet Norman Rostand is always being stopped on the street by his neighbors.
When they found that I was the poet laureate, you see, word got around. They came to me with their stories, their problems. They thought I had some kind of power.
Norman Rostand had been writing stories and poems with Brooklyn themes for years. His first novel, Under the Boardwalk, was about growing up in Coney Island.
Somebody got the idea that, hey, there's a guy here who writes about Brooklyn, loves Brooklyn. Why don't we induct him into something?
So an official called Rostand on the phone and said, hey, how would you like to be Brooklyn's poet laureate?
I said, well, yes, but there's a couple of other people that I think should be ahead of me, you know, that I thought of Marion Moore. But, of course, she would recently deceased, come to think of it. And some of the better-known figures, like Walt Whitman, they were a long time gone, and Hart Crane.
After concluding he was the only living poet left in Brooklyn, Norman Rostand accepted.
I was told I would get $1 a year, which didn't bother me so much, because there were years I didn't make much more than that anyway.
Do they pay you in installments?
Well, they pay. they gave me the one first dollar and a bottle of sherry.
As a check?
Yeah.
A dollar was in the form of a check?
No, cash.
He gave you cash?
Yeah, gave me cash.
Well, that's what politicians do these days.
That's right. They didn't want anything on the record.
The borough of Brooklyn claims fiscal problems have prevented it from paying Rostand the dollar a year it owes him. But I say a deal is a deal. Norman Rostand writes about his life in Brooklyn in a warm collection of essays called Neighborhood Tales, published by George Braziller. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Norman Rostand holds the title of Brooklyn Poet Laureate, but reluctantly he does venture out of the borough occasionally. Rostand went to school briefly in Michigan and once worked on a documentary in Alaska.
I was very famous in this town, Alaska, Nome, Alaska, because when they found out I came from Brooklyn, it's one of those mad, inexplicable things. They all took on something mythic. Brooklyn, they kept saying. They kept buying me drinks.
Readers can find out a lot about Norman Rostand's Brooklyn in a charming little book of essays called Neighborhood Tales. For example, Rostand writes that he knew his own neighborhood, but other parts of the borough were a mystery to him.
I decided to take the trip, you know, into the interior, because Brooklyn seemed so forbidding to so many people, and I wanted to see where it led to.
Norman Rostand got lost, stopped at a bar, and ended up going home in a taxi cab. In Neighborhood Tales, Rostand writes with real affection of his battered dozen-year-old car and of the impossible task of finding a place to park it.
You can't even get rid of a car in the city because they'll track you down somehow. You have to murder the car, throw it in the river.
And Norman Rostand tells of Brooklyn's other Norman, who also happens to be a writer of some note.
The other Norman is referred to in my book as the other Norman, very mysteriously, capital O, capital N. And I haven't spoken to Norman, who's a friend of mine, since the book came out, and I hope he took it in good spirit. He's the other Norman that people continually whisper about, like they say, the other Norman is doing this.
Every couple of weeks, Rostand has lunch with the other Norman and cartoonist David Levine, and they talk about money, contracts, and food in approximately that order. Brooklyn would be the nation's fourth largest city if still an independent municipality, but in Neighborhood Tales, published by George Braziller, Norman Rostand gives the borough the warmth of a small town. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.